Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to What's Up at the Owl's Nest. And who do I have here at the Owl's Nest? Oh, I got her laughing with my corny intro. Why, I have Sandra Clifford here, Director for Procurement at Harford Community College. Sandy, I think this is your first time on. Thanks so much for coming.
Certainly. I'm really glad to have the opportunity to talk to you about procurement and what we do at HCC.
So on that note, that's a great tie-in. Tell me about your role and what is procurement? What do you all do over there?
So procurement is the department at HCC that procures or obtains the goods and services that the college needs
right.
to keep up and running and to help our students be successful and provide the services that the college does to the community.
And that's what we're all about here at HCC, giving our students those real-world learning experiences while they're in school, because that's why they're here.
Absolutely.
And as the director for procurement, you are directing, and you are supervising and seeing all what goes on in the procurement office.
That is true. And we like to say in procurement that we are small but mighty. It is myself and Beth Bertier, who is the procurement assistant. And interestingly, I've been with the college for about 10 months, although I have a long history of procurement activities at other state institutions in Maryland. Beth herself started working for the college more than 30 years ago, and she was also a student here at HCC before she came to work for the college.
Wow. Hey, that's more stories about our students coming back around to roost here.
Absolutely.
You know what? And since we're all about giving our students those real-life work experiences, are there work-study programs available for students in procurement?
Absolutely. In the past, we have had work-study students help us with a project where we were moving from paper-based requisitions and purchase orders, which are part of the paper process, moving from a paper process to a more electronic-based process.
Sure.
And we had a student help us get vendor information to go from paper into more electronic process. And we would definitely have opportunities for students to contact us and see if there's something that we could work out. And I'm definitely want to talk with our deans to see how they might have student workers that could be integrated into the procurement office.
What would be a good background for a student to have if they were perhaps interested in working in procurement or procurement-like facilities?
Well, procurement actually has a couple of different names depending on whether you work for the private sector. It might be materials management and strategic sourcing or logistics. In government, we generally tend to call it procurement or purchasing. But a good background would be a good understanding of both finance in terms of accounting, budgeting, and project management is also really helpful.
Sure.
Because when you are purchasing something or obtaining services to build a building, rehab a building, get a big IT system, there's a lot of staging that you have to put into place. And so you have to kind of have your deadline and then work backwards from that to make sure that you can help the college and the various using departments get what they need.
Well, WHFC, we just got a new transmitter in, and we can thank procurement for helping us with that. And on that note, when we order items like those kinds of transmitters, or if a particular department were to order something, what are the steps that procurement goes through when purchasing for a major educational body like Harford Community College?
Very good question. Well, what we have to do is remember that HFC, as a higher education institution in Maryland, is governed by Maryland law and the Board of Trustees policies and procedures and our procurement manual, which is on OwlNet, which is the internal system or intranet that the college uses. So it's available there. But we follow certain levels of spending if something costs or is estimated to cost less than $5,000, then the using departments have the ability to go out and get that. On their own, they would put in what's called a requisition that goes through our electronic purchasing system. We call it Banner here at the college. It also does budgeting. And if you're a student, I'm sure you've used it to help fill your schedule out and do other stuff.
Oh, sure.
So those requisitions get put in. Then they go through an electronic approval process. They come to us in procurement. We print them out, sign them, turn them into something called a purchase order, which is basically a check from the college and a contract all in one. And we send it over to whoever the selected vendor was. And they then see what is on that purchase order. It describes the services or goods that we want, how much we're going to pay for them. Then I sign it. And it gets sent to them, and then they send us the goods or begin to deliver the services. So we had to do one, for example, for the new transmitter that HFC has now. If the dollar value is over $5,000 but lower than $15,000, departments are able to get three quotes on their own and then choose the one that presents the best value for the department and the college. And if the purchase is going to be over $15,000, then there has to be what's called a competitive solicitation. And always in procurement, we are looking to get the best value for the college.
Oh, sure.
For the goods or services at the most competitive price possible, making sure that all vendors that participate in procurements with us get a fair and level playing field to submit their responses to our request for proposal. We also advertise them on something that is called eMaryland Marketplace Advantage. That's the state of Maryland's online advertising system for procurements, and it is available and free for anybody who is interested to register to see what college is buying. And we also have our own electronic bid board that you can find by going to harvard.edu and searching for bid board. So you can see what projects the college is advertising for.
And speaking of projects, we were talking before the interview about some of the projects that procurement has been involved with. And you were talking to me about the Chesapeake Center remodel. That's happening soon, right?
Yes. The college is in the process now of completing our interviews and selections for the firm that is going to design the Chesapeake Welcome Center. So that would be an architect who would work with the college and the various departments and students to design how the project will be reimagined, because we want it to be a front door for the college and for the community, so that when you're coming here for a performance or potentially to register as a new student, it's what you see. It's where you go to come in. And we are then going to be completing also our selection for what's called a construction manager. And they'll work with that designer, the college, and the firms that'll actually build the design once it's completed. And that project, there's about 15 or so months from when the design part starts to when the design is concluded. And then there'll be about 18 month to 2 year construction project. And it's really interesting because as that work is being done, the college still needs to operate.
Yeah.
So there's dining services that are going to be affected. There's the theater that's in the Chesapeake Center now, as well as people and students that use it on a regular basis.
Right.
So it's been really neat to see how the potential firms are proposing to stage that construction and design so that it has the least impact possible to the college, and also how they're going to let the community of both the campus and our neighbors know what's going on, because there'll be impacts to where you might park, how you have to walk around the campus.
Right.
And so they have really neat ideas about putting a live webcam that could be linked to from the college's website so you can see what's going on, and for tours as the project is going on for both the community and students to be able to see how the project is going. And so it's a really exciting project for the college. And it's just one of the ways that procurement works with every department at the college to help us have a safe and welcoming campus.
Well, I'm excited about this project, Sandy. It sounds like something really to get excited about here at HCC. Absolutely. I can't wait to see what this new front door for the campus is going to look like. And you said it's going to take about 18 months for overall turnaround time, or
15 to 18 months for the first phase,
okay,
which is the design,
okay,
where the designer architect is going to be working with the college and the various constituencies, the departments, the community, faculty, staff, and students, about how things could get moved around, what are their ideas. And then we also have someone who's a firm called a construction manager. They work with the designer architects, come up with beautiful ideas,
yeah,
but the construction manager helps make sure that they can build it for the budget that we have for the project. And then once that process is done, we move into construction, and that'll be about another 18 months or so. So all from start to finish, it'll be about 3 years.
Well, you never want to rush something that
large. No. And then there's also approvals that have to be gotten as the project goes on to make sure that county and state departments that regulate, like the Department of Health for our kitchen, to make sure that everything is safe and sanitary.
Sure.
Stormwater management as the building's being built to make sure that we're having the least impact possible to the environment while building the building.
So many steps to go through when purchasing for large bodies, especially like Hartford Community College. Sandy, I want to thank you for coming on to the show today and for talking to us about all that you're doing here for Hartford Community College, the campus, and all of our students, both past and present and future. And just so everyone knows exactly where the procurement office is, Sandra, can you tell me where you are all situated on the Hartford Community College campus?
Certainly. We are in the Conowingo building, which is also where operations and maintenance is located. It is off entrance number 5 off of Thomas Run Road. You would come down past Joppa Hall, and when you can go no further, you make a right, and you will see the Conowingo building on your left. It's the one with the flagpole in front.
And if any students or faculty or staff need to get in touch with you, what would be a good contact information number?
They can give me a call at 443-412-2416 or my email, which is sclifford@harford.edu.
I hope to have you back on to the show again. Thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I'd come back anytime you'd like.
You've been on What's Up at the Owl's Nest. I want to thank my guest, Sandra Clifford, Director for Procurement, for coming on, talking to us about all of the good things that procurement does here at Hartford Community College. We'll catch you on the flip side. Who do I have here on the Owl's Nest today? Why, I have Lauren Cambrosini, communications specialist here at Hartford Community College. Lauren, I want to welcome. I think this is your first time.
It is. Hi, Matt. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're so glad that you are here. And communications specialist, that is so many, many things.
It truly is. I wear a lot of different hats here at the college. But yes, that is my title. But like I said, I wear many hats. I cover a lot of different areas and do a lot of different things.
Well, I always see you on the campus. You're at all the events. You're always taking pictures. You're always helping students. Talk to me just a little bit about your role here at HCC.
My official role is manager for the college's social media sites. So I typically handle Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for the college, creating posts, taking pictures, a little bit of graphic design work. So I manage all that and all of the different social media aspects of the college, as well as you could kind of call me a roving reporter. I kind of cover all the events on campus as a promotional aspect. I handle photography for the college as well, and I shoot some video. I'm always involved with success stories for the students, success stories of our faculty and staff, and I truly enjoy what I do.
you do just that. You communicate everything that goes on the campus. And just the social media aspects alone, that's a lot to do. What are some of the social media etiquettes that we have here at the college?
Well, we try to promote the college in every area. So while you're on social media, you'll see pretty much everything that the college does. We cover disciplines, we cover credit programs, everything in the non-credit area. We cover college life, student life, any special programs going on, cultural events. We even post about WHFC occasionally.
And we love it when you do. But there's just so much going on here at WHFC and Hartford Community College, for that matter.
There's no lack of content for me, for sure.
No, you have your hands full, my good lady. Well, that's what we're all about here at Hartford Community College. We want to give our students as many experiences as possible. Having those real-world experiences, you know, getting outside of the classroom, you know, meeting people, shaking hands. And that's just what it's all about. College is about networking. College is about making those lifelong memories that you'll keep with you.
Absolutely.
And so many memories that you're capturing and documenting here,
yes,
at Hartford Community College's campus, Lauren. Any opportunities for students to volunteer at all in your department?
So we do, on occasion, do a kind of a shadow day. So if there is a student interested in kind of seeing what the communications department does, so we cover everything from public relations, marketing, website, digital media, social media, print advertising, all those things combined, they could contact our marketing director, communications director, to do a possible shadow day. Her name is Nancy Dysard. She can be reached at ndysard@harford.edu. That's her email address. And they can always get on the website, check out our department, communications department, find out more. And then occasionally we do hire interns. So if they're also interested in that, they can give her a call or contact her via email for more information.
Well, it's just so important for our students to get those internships early and get those internships often, because that's where you learn all of your hard and soft job skills, right?
For sure.
Sounds like there's some great student opportunities in the communications department. And my word, a little bit of everything. Your day doesn't stop. A little bit of graphic design, doing social media, at events, documenting, getting stories. This falls in line with journalism.
It does, for sure. Like I said, I absolutely love what I do. Yes, I'm handling a little bit of photography, some graphic design work, some writing. There's absolutely a lot of writing I do, and I truly love it. I get to document some great stories, see so many good things that these students are doing on a daily basis, and help promote it, and help promote Hartford Community College. I have been here for about 20 years.
I've been
here at the college. Yes,
I
started as a part-time graphic designer, and I now have a full-time position here. And like I said, I've seen a lot of change, but I've also seen so many good things come from this place, and so many success stories, and so many people doing so many great things. And we are such a unique base for this county that you can come here from age 3 to 83 and get something from us. And I just love it. I'm a big cheerleader for the college, and I think everybody could say that. They probably know me. They know that I am. So,
well, you're one of the happiest and most jovial people that I have ever met, and it's comes across so well that you love exactly what you do. You love helping our students, and you do that in spades. Now, it's so important, you know, being a communications specialist, to be an effective communicator in the workforce. And, you know, that's one of the things I think that we always need to drive home to our students. You know, doesn't matter, you know, what job that you have, if you can communicate effectively, you'll be able to be successful in any platform that you go on.
Sure. It's one of those skills that no matter what major you are, it's something you can truly work on. Reading, communicating with folks, writing, all those, I guess they call them soft skills, are essential to any job that you're going to get outside the college. And when you move on, just talking with adults, having adult conversations, conversing intelligently, those are all skills that every student should learn, should use, and take every opportunity to practice.
You know, this is a question that I meant to throw out earlier, and it's one of the most obvious. Where can they find folks in the communications department here on the campus?
So we are located in the Chesapeake Center. That is basically the beginning of campus here. Right. In the Chesapeake Center, we are right in the main offices, the administrative offices there. Our department is pretty big. We are about 13 people now and growing, yes. And like I said, we handle a lot of different things on campus. We basically touch every department on campus. We handle everything for everybody on that campus.
Again, you do so much around here. When do you find the time to eat lunch? Do you eat?
Oh, I try. I don't miss a meal.
you gotta keep your energy levels up.
Yeah, sure.
You so much. I mean, you also teach, correct?
Oh, I do. Occasionally, you'll find me over in Susquehanna teaching fitness classes. I do teach indoor cycling classes and Tabata boot camp classes here. Yes, so sometimes you'll see me over there. And I teach part-time off campus, same thing, fitness classes on the side.
What time are these fitness classes? Because I'll be honest with you, I got to get back to the gym myself. When do you have these fitness classes available?
Well, Matt, you should check the schedule of classes or go online to our website. You can easily find that information right on our website. So, harford.edu, and check out our non-credit schedule of classes. You can find those fitness classes right in there.
Well, I need to get myself back to the gym, which we do have a gym here on campus, and it's a fully functional gym. All the students and the faculty can go to the gym, and we definitely encourage having a fit lifestyle, and so glad that you are shaping and plying these young minds to a healthy level of fitness. Lauren, anything that you'd like to add? Any events that are coming up that maybe we're stoked for?
Oh, just tell the students to not miss Spring Palooza, what they're calling it. Yep, that'll be coming up. I'm sure WHFC will be there.
Oh, yeah, yep. We're there.
So Spring Palooza. There's numerous mind, body, wellness events sponsored by Office of Student Life coming up in February. You know, it is the month of love, health, happiness. So they've got dozens of, like I said, mind, body, and wellness events coming up. Just check in with the Harford Events app.
Right.
And find out what's going on there. We again will have a campus event. They are going to do a grand reopening of Falston Hall coming up. That should be sometime in April. So the campus community is invited to come out to see that, to see what the changes they've made to Falston Hall. And then don't forget about commencement. Commencement is the number one event I love to cover on campus here in May. Our graduates, it's an exciting day. Everybody's full of energy, and the whole campus community comes out to support our graduates. And I absolutely love photographing the event and documenting it. It's an incredible event.
It really is. It's a little bittersweet, but you know, at the same time, there's great joy to be found in grabbing that slip of paper when you walk across that stage.
Of course.
Lauren, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest. Your first time, but it's not going to be your last. So I'm having you back on.
Great. Thanks so much. I will sure to be here.
I'd like to thank my guests on the Owl's Nest this week. Lauren Cambruscini from Communications and Sandra Clifford from Procurement here at Harford Community College. I want to thank them for all that they do here for the student body and for the faculty and staff. And I'd like to thank all of you, of course, for tuning in this week to the Owl's Nest. And of course, as always, until next time, stay curious.